Reply. Rebuttal to argument against Measure D. Don't be fooled. Measure D opponents aren't working for sustainable, community-wide transportation solutions. They prefer doing nothing to solve our transportation problems rather than accept modest compromises that address everyone's needs. 12 years in the making, Measure D is our best chance to upgrade transportation in Santa Cruz County. If Measure D fails, our problems will grow worse and become more expensive to fix over the next 12 years, and we'll forfeit millions in state matching funds. Measure D has been carefully vetted through an exhaustive community-wide process. It'll help everyone. Whether you travel by car, bike, bus, rail, or on foot, Measure D will relieve congestion on Highway 1 and other clogged corridors using proven methods. The University of California Transportation Center study cited by our opponents actually shows Measure D will help reduce greenhouse gases. Everyone experiences high blood pressure or loses time away from their families while stuck in traffic, particularly people living in Watsonville in South County. Other benefits include fixing potholes and repairing roads, neighborhood relief from cut-through traffic speeding up, 911 emergency response times improving traffic safety near schools, protecting essential transit services. Many for senior citizens and the disabled, over $130 million to make Santa Cruz County a safer place for people bicycling. Many of us don't love every single aspect of Measure D, but we recognize that we need a balanced, sustainable plan that benefits all of us. Join environmental leaders, commuters, parents, cyclists, bus riders, and seniors from across the county in voting yes on Measure D. It's time for a solution. www.getsantacruzcountymoving.org. Mark Stone, SME member, 29th District. John Leopold, Santa Cruz County Supervisor, 1st District. Eduardo Montesino, President, Bus Drivers Union. Terry Corwin, Environmental Community Leader. Karen Delaney, Chair, Human Care Alliance.